cigars, long cigarettes. They got the long cigarettes coming out now, you know. Mm-hmm.
And if
you know, cigarettes are kiddy. I've been smoking Chesterfield ever since 1911.
You're a pretty good argument, then. Huh? How much do you smoke?
I smoke over a carton a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10 packs.
Mm-hmm.
I smoke about 12 packs a week.
Mm-hmm.
That is a pack of my
cigarettes. Not quite 2 packs a day, though.
No, not quite. Well, I still smoke. See, that's a pack there.
How old are you, about 30 when you started smoking, or 20?
I don't remember now. I was married, and we went in the drugstore down there. Me and two boys were fixing rooms, letting me down to Walmart. We run around together, went to show on Saturday together.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the drugstore, and a very good friend of ours working in there, and Tate and Childress had the drugstore at that time. The bar boss said, I went in there and get some Rum Johnny Rum. That's our JR.
Mm-hmm.
We used to roll our own cigarettes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we got some ready-made cigarettes now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you have? And he said, yes. And we got three brands. Said, Lucky Strikes, Camels, and Chesapeake. And I went back out, and boys waiting on me outside, and I told them, and we all went back in there and got a pack of each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then swapped out with one there, see which one I like, and I said alone, Chesapeake. And I've been smoking ever since. They'll kid you, though.
In time, water will kill you, I guess.
Yeah, anything will kill you in time. It's like that old man was 92 years old, and the fellow asked him, you said you didn't have any enemies. He said, no, I ain't got an enemy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how do you live be 93 years old and not have an enemy? He said, I'll live, son of a bitch. But I don't inhale nothing down here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing don't go down past my throat back here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that I think they haven't hurt me.
I see.
But I enjoy smoking, they don't do me any good.
Mm-hmm.
As well, be doing something else. But when I ain't doing nothing, I'll just smoke one right after another. Mm-hmm. And the doctor over at the hospital, I broke my hip. Went over there, and doc's talking. He called me a chain smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't tell me to quit or anything like that. And one day he come in and Doc Young his head, mucking him up over there. He's a big man over there. And he come made his round before him one day. He was in the operating room one morning. And I said, Doc Stalker got after me for smoking, Doc. I knew Doc Young very well. He said, you tell Doc Stalker something for me? I said, yeah, I'll tell him. And he said, you tell him, and Tracy jumping on you about smoking cigarettes, saying quit smoking so damn many cigars. So I told him, Doc, he said, Doc Young say that? I said, yeah, he said that. I got a kick out of it.
Talking about these stinging insects before, what do you call these things that sting you? They land on you and they draw blood out of you.
Well, all of them does. All the stinging,
mm-hmm.
all the stinging bees and things like that.
How about these little things you see in the summer when they sting you? It itches.
Oh, you mean mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had lots of them. One bit and wife down there yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. They've got an outfit here that they smoke the town with every so many days, and they go up and down these alleys and all down on the creek and bad. And we don't have many mosquitoes anymore.
What do you call those things that get into your house and get into your clothes and fly around?
Well, you mean moths?
Yeah,
we have lots of them.
What do you call this one of them? One?
We call them moths.
Okay, that's right. Now, they call these things you dig up out of the ground and use for fishing.
Worms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Red worms.